This circuit concept is so simple and so flexible, you can get any amps you want, any volts you want, at any voltage coming from the aerial that you want. Now, I call the title of this a high band pass filter or high band pass motor transformer. But now that I've studied this, I understand how high band pass filters work. It's simply voltage division. But normally nobody pays attention to the amps. That's the problem. In this situation, you have to pay attention to both. So what happens is when you monkey with the so-called high band pass filtration of voltage, what you're actually doing is modifying the amperage at the same time. So when one goes up, the other goes down, and vice versa. When you supposedly filter out amplitude of voltage through the agency of filtering certain frequencies, you end up, although you end up with reduced voltage, you end up with increased current. So it's very much like a transformer situation. You give up one, you gain the other, and vice versa. So since I have to look at both, there's really no advantage to interpreting it that way, even though that's what it is. In technical terms, that's the relationship that the starter coils have with the aerial. Is that right? Right. You know, if we ignore the main coils, you know, all this area down in here, and just look at the aerial and the starter coils up here with their resistances, okay, then what we have is a high band pass filter in which the more starter coils we add, the more amperage we achieve. So this is one of the three factors that we are totally in control of, and that is the amperage of the motor design. We can design any amperage we want to just by adding more starter coils. We don't change the size of the coil because we can't. You know, when it goes on the armature, it's a certain self-inductance, and that's it. It's fixed. We have two turns of a certain gauge wire, and whatever it is, I'm assuming it's 100 nanohenries, but whatever it is, it's fixed. But we do get to add more, and they're going to be in pairs and even pairs. I have 8 here, so I have them in 4 pairs, and that helps the motor get started. So it's better anyway to have more, right? Less energy waste in terms of getting the motor to turn over in the right direction as well. But you also get the advantage of more current, and of course more current implies the ease with which you get the motor to self-initiate rotation. So doesn't that make logical sense? More current means more likelihood to initiate the rotation of the motor without an external way of getting it started, like a hand crank. You know, the old Model Ts, they didn't put starter coils, apparently, on the armature of the motor, so you had to hand crank it. And then Tesla figured out, oh, we'll just put some, you know, starter coils in there that are self-looped to themselves, and then the thing, but see, that's what everybody learned, probably from studying the patent, that was, the patent was probably fraudulent, you know, to some degree, to protect himself, in that he was not giving away all his secrets. So it was fraud, you know, patents are by design, are supposed to be fraudulent, to a limited degree. You know, not too much, because they're meant to protect the inventor's idea, but a little bit to protect the secret of how it actually manages to be an advantage over not bothering to do it at all. So this is the advantage that he didn't tell anyone, is where you put the voltage source. You put it on the starter coils, not on the main coils, and you change the frequency from 60 cycles to 1,000,000. And so I was able to get the voltage on the aerial down to 1.2 volts because when you monkey with the amperage, when you add more starter coils and you're adding current, because this is current division here, you keep getting multiples of more current, same amount, just one more every time you add another starter coil. You get one unit of amperage added. Then you can reduce the voltage on the aerial because that's where the current is coming from, so to speak. Not really. It's coming through the transformation of the relationship with the main coil, you know, the step-up transformation. But we're ignoring that for the moment. But that's where it's coming from. But so it's in a specific amount with regard to the ratio between the each starter coil and the voltage coils. So anyway, when we add more starter coils, we get more amps, and then we can reduce the voltage on the aerial. And I found one of my simulations from long ago. Where is it? Oh, I shut it off. Well, maybe I'll open it up again. And it was the one that I was referring to. And here's the aerial in here. And if we just focus on the aerial, here's the aerial input here at antenna. This is something else. This would be a radio input. And then we have three sine wave that are pumped in. We have 10 millivolts at 600 kilohertz. And then at 600.2 kilohertz, we have 5 millivolts. And at 599.8 kilohertz, we have 5 millivolts. So we have a total of 20 millivolts, giving us an approximate value of 600 kilohertz, give or take 0.2 kilohertz. So this is what I got off the internet, and that's, I guess, what you can expect from an aerial, is 600 kilohertz at 20 millivolts. But I'm not doing that, am I? I'm doing a megavolt, which is not much more than 600 kilohertz, but you know, it makes all the difference in terms of the simulator's response. And instead of 20 millivolts, I have to use 1.2 volts on my aerial. But that's only because I don't have enough starter coils. If I kept adding starter coils, I could keep reducing the voltage on the aerial, and maybe I could eventually get to 20 millivolts. I'd have to have maybe, what, 100 starter coils? I don't know, 300? I don't know how many it would take, but it would take something. I don't know the relationship. You know, is it linear? Is it exponential between the amperage? The amperage you keep adding, you know, it's that's multiplicative. Right. You know, how many starter coils times a certain amount will be your total amperage. But its relationship with the voltage on the aerial, I don't know what that is. It's inverse related, but I don't know whether it's a linear or what, you know, or a direct linear, or whether it's an exponential. Anywho, it's because of this short wire, this shorted wire here, that the regulation of the amperage on this thing and the regulation of the voltage are separate from each other. The aerial is tied inversely to the amperage, but the voltage mainly accumulates on the main coils and is regulated by this resistor. So you can increase the amperage to any amount you want by adding more starter coils, and thus, consequently, reduce the voltage that you require from your aerial. Meanwhile, whatever volts you want on this thing, you simply increase the resistance of R1 here, which is, you know, in line with the bifilar main coil of 800 millihenries each of those bifilar. And that's all you got to do. It's that simple. And then every time you add more starter coils, of course, you have to add it to K1. It's kind of important not to overlook that. And then, you know, for accuracy, you find out the voltage of one starter coil, and you put in 15% of that into the back EMF. I haven't done that yet. It's a minor change. It doesn't change things a whole lot. Assuming that's correct assumption of back EMF, that it's 15% of whatever voltage is congregating on the coil. You subtract by putting a counter voltage source right alongside the coil. I chose to put it at twice the frequency, but maybe that's the wrong way to figure it. Maybe it should be half the frequency to really be wouldn't you think? To really be a detraction. I didn't try that. I didn't think of that. I might want to try that and see what happens. Anyway, you know, that's back EMF is a minor distinction. I really don't need it to have it in there, and it probably confuses a lot of people. Like, what do we need to put that in too? No, I'm putting it in for the sake of sagacity. You know, ooh, big word, sagacity. Sagacious. I don't even know what sagacious means. I'm using a big word and I don't even know what it means. Well, saga. A saga sounds like an epic. Anyway, let's see. So dare we do this, you know? Dare we? Because in the course of doing so, we might learn something about motors and the construction of motors. But it, for some reason, there's something magical about 1 megahertz. I can't get away from it, you know? It's just remarkable. And it's remarkable how this thing behaves, how we can engineer just about any amperage and any voltage we want, and reduce the voltage on the aerial to any value we want. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that, does it? You know, I don't think so. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. The only thing I'm worried about now is the rotation of the motor. You know, is it really going to be 1 million cycles per second? The rotation of the motor, you know, times 60 seconds, 60 million RPM. Is it really going to be that? That means you need probably a fluidic transmission system. And Tesla, you know, based on Tesla's turbine, the bladeless turbine patent, you could use a fluid transmission system to downshift, so to speak, the very high RPM of the circuit versus the very low RPM required of the wheels on the car. You only need around, I don't know, several thousand, maybe 9,000 RPM on the wheels of the cars. So to go from 60 million to 9,000 is a big difference. I don't think gears would do it, so a fluidic transmission might be necessary. But, you know, we don't have that in the story. Now, is it because Peter Savo didn't know, because Tesla didn't tell him? Or it's not needed? So there's still some unanswered questions about this mystery that I can think of off the top of my head. I took out the switches because I wanted to add in another starter coil. In order to do that, actually, if I took out all the back EMFs, I bet I'd be able to add at least one, if not a couple of more starter coils, because, you know, I didn't pay for this, and so I'm limited to how many nodes. So that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to get rid of all of the back EMFs, and I bet I'll be able to keep increasing the number of starter coils. Then I won't have to adjust them. And I'll be able to get this aerial down to a lower voltage. I'm going to do that. I'm going to shut up and go back to work. This is fun. Oh, it's fun when it's so rewarding and yeah, you got it.